Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation. Online with me is Christy Brunsvold. Christy is the county director at Hancock County Extension in Garner. Christy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
You bet. And, of course, we've got 4-H week right now. And let's start with who can be in 4-H.
Yeah, so our 4-H week is starting here October 2nd through the 8th, so we're gearing up for a fun-filled week, but anyone really can participate in 4-H. 4-H is for kindergarten through third graders. They are our Clover kids. Third graders are also known as our Clover Buds, and they have a few more projects they can do, and a little bit more closer to that 4th through 12th grade can participate in, but they're still learning nonetheless. And by being in 4-H, we are able to make crafts, learn by doing and practicing teamwork with a lot of fun games for our Clover kids, and that 4th through 12th graders, they can join either a community club or a project-specific club. And those project-specific clubs, they focus solely on one topic area, for example, like a shooting sport or our Lego League robotics club.
Why would parents want to get their children involved in 4-H?
Well, research shows that in youth, that 4-H gets 4-Hers get better grades in school. They're more confident in themselves. They are more likely to help others and contribute to their community, and they're less likely to get involved in risky behaviors. And it's also just a great place to make lifelong friends and to gain life skills with some responsibilities, management, leadership, and effective communication.
Talking to Christy Brunsvold, County Director for Iowa State Extension, Hancock County. Now, Christy, is there a fee to participate in 4-H?
So we do not have a fee this current year. We had a very generous donation from New Cooperative, and they have helped with that fee. And then also our Extension Council has has covering that other part of our fee. So you can join 4-H with no fee this year.
And how do you get signed up?
So you can do a couple different things. You can call our office, and our number is 641-923-2856, or you can visit our website at extension.iastate.edu /Hancock.
Christy, how are you celebrating National 4-H Week?
Well, we are starting our week off by signing a proclamation at the courthouse. We will be doing some fourth grade classroom visits, and we are also going to be participating this year in the Iowa 4-H Giving Day, which runs from noon October 4th until noon October 5th. And if you would like to donate to the 4-H program, you can help the extension provide all the activities and workshops throughout the year, and you can visit our website. We will be posting a couple trivia questions on Facebook, and so they can answer those, and we'll be giving a couple prizes away at the end of the week. And then also Thursday, October 6th, we will be doing a Wear Green Day, and if you post a picture on Facebook, we also have a giveaway for that as well.
Christy, how many youth are in Hancock County are participating right now in 4-H?
So we have 82 kids participating in our Clover Kids program, and we have about 194 participating in our 4th through 12th grade 4-H programs. And our summer workshops, we were able to reach over 1,300 kids this year with all of our summer workshops and camps and trips.
Wonderful. Again, we're with Christy Brunsvold, County Director, Hancock County Extension. Christy, why would people recommend others to join 4-H?
Stated by our County Council President, Emma Gall, she would recommend 4-H to others because it teaches a lot of life skills and it gets you involved and it is very fun.
Everyone associates 4-H with showing animals at the county fair. What else do you do in 4-H?
So we do have, like I had mentioned earlier, we do have some specific clubs like Lego League, Robotic Club. We have our other community clubs or county workshops, but there's also tons of different options you can do for projects. When our Ag and Natural Resources, which kind of covers horticulture, outdoor adventure, shooting sports, wildlife. Of course, we have our livestock that you can participate in. creative arts. You can do photography or a visual arts project, do some baking, some clothing projects, home improvement, communication and leadership projects. And then we also do have STEM possibilities that we can work with electricity, mechanics, woodworking, robotics, and aerospace.
And it looks like, Christy, you're going to be flooding your website and social media all week long.
We will be, yes. You can watch our Facebook page and our website for posts that we have throughout the week on pictures that everybody posts and kind of what we're going to be doing for the next day.
And Christy, again, what's your website?
It is extension.iastate.edu/Hancock.
Christy, thank you for all you do. Christy Brunsvold, County Director for Hancock County Extension. Thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, yes. Thank you for having me.
I'm Mark Scar. This is KIW Morning Conversation.